Thank you, Chair. Midakuyapi, Chante Washte Nape Chuzapi, Ohitika Wi Miekshto. My name is Anne Whitehat. I'm a member of the Ashke Gluwipi Teoshpaye and citizen of the sovereign Lakota Nation. We are one of the first Indigenous nations to enter into an international treaty with the United States, the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1868. The U.S. has since broken their international treaty obligations and supported transnational corporations as they have violated our human rights, the rights of nature, and indeed our tribal sovereignty. The U.S. abrogated the Fort Laramie Treaty when gold was discovered in our sacred lands of Hessapa, the Black Hills, of what is now the state of South Dakota, forcing our sovereign nation into a domestic dependent status. In 1980, the U.S. Supreme Court found that, quote, a more ripe and rank case of dishonorable dealing will never, in all probability, be found in our history, end quote. They continue to extract from our water and mineral resources as we speak. Mr. Chair, we are strongly concerned that the most recent version of this treaty text has deleted reference to all core ILO conventions, which means ILO Convention 169, covering a set of fundamental rights for Indigenous peoples, have been deleted from the treaty. A treaty that does not prioritize the rights of Indigenous peoples and the International Human Rights Defenders Declaration undermines a central objective for developing this instrument. Finally, we recognize our obligations to and speak on behalf of nations not represented here, specifically the nations of plants, the nations of animals, and the waters. And to safeguard them, we strongly call on states present to ensure the scope of the treaty explicitly covers the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. Pilan Uyapikshto, thank you.